Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. He's in London. He looks at all of Europe. But right now we're looking at a local election result that points to Labour doing extremely well in the next general election. I read from a column at the London Times by William Hague, a former leader of the Conservative Party. And Mr. Hague is drawing the conclusion that it's not as bad as it could be. In other words, the losses of over 1,000 places in the local elections throughout the land are not as bad as they were in the mid-1990s when the Tories lost 2,000 seats. Joe, this is hard to interpret other than the fact that the Tories clearly have lost the attention of the voters that put Boris Johnson into power after following Brexit. Mr. Hague is saying it's not necessarily as bad as it looks. Is it not as bad, Joe? What does losing 1,000 seats in a local election mean for the general election ahead?
Yeah, this is, I think, pretty bad for the Conservative parties. I mean, we should quickly explain what's going on here and what this election was. It's sort of like the closest you would get to an American-style state or local election, because below the national government, the parliament in Westminster and the prime minister and all of that, England has this patchwork of local councils, which are sort of the size of a town or a borough in New York City in terms of their population and their geographic reach. And these local councils are the bodies that are responsible for collecting the garbage and administering the local housing programs and catching the stray dogs and all of that sort of local management stuff. And you shouldn't quite interpret these as if they were a U.S. state election, because really the consequences are a lot smaller. The national government in the U.K. still sets a lot of the policies that these councils live with, but it does serve as a political barometer. And I think that the real message here, particularly in those parts of the north of England, the former industrial belt, which had really swung away from the Labour Party and toward the Conservatives in the national parliamentary election in 2019, the local elections last week in these areas showed that those voters are prepared to come home to the Labour Party now, that the Conservatives cannot take votes for granted in those areas that were so instrumental to this Conservative Party success. And these local elections also revealed that the Conservatives also are struggling to retain longtime voters in parts of the south of England that traditionally were more of the Conservative Party heartland. So I think that the policy consequences of this election are likely to be minimal, but it has definitely sent a political signal about the mood of the country coming up on an election maybe a year and a half from now.
How could it not, Joe? In general, there's been this comment, at least from the Tory side of the aisle, if it is an aisle, the Tory side of the Commons, that the future is poorer. Right, Joe? They repeat that in many styles. Poor Britain. The future is not bright. We're not getting better. Do the Tories know that's what they're conveying? Do they mean to do that?
Well, I think that the two things have happened here, one for each party, the Tories and Labour. So on the Tory side, they have ended up trapping themselves in this bizarre political box where they are suggesting that the only responsible thing that you can do is to make the country poorer and more miserable, and that they're going to do that by increasing taxes to try to balance the budget and then hope that that will somehow stimulate economic growth, although they never exactly explain how. At the same time that they are, you know, one by one failing on all of their earlier promises to build more houses. So you still have a housing supply problem for young people. You know, people just feel generally less economically secure. The energy policies are a mess. And so people are still worried about that. Inflation is still running out of control. So there's a cost of living crisis. So the Tories have never managed to articulate a positive vision for how they would get the country out of them. And meanwhile, voters blame them for that because the Conservatives have been in power for the past 13 years nationally. And meanwhile, Labour has shaken off
We've got 30 seconds, Joe. Go ahead.
Labour has shaken off the far-left Jeremy Corbyn legacy that scared off a lot of voters. So now Labour starts feeling like a more responsible alternative.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London, writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, where he's a member. We're coming home to America because there's a dispute in Congress that is hard to summarize other than it has to do with debt. Lots and lots and lots of debt. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.